So there, the OJs and Love Train. Right, it's more or less bang on 5:35. Not bad for me. And it's time to talk to some guests in the studio. I'm joined by Glenn and Paul Chapman, father and son from the Goldsmithy Limited. And I'm also joined by Heather Murphy from Brand Mission. All three work together in some form or other. And we're going to find out exactly what that is in a second. Glenn, Paul, Heather, welcome to Secular 105.5.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Sit a little bit closer to the microphones, please. Great. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about the Goldsmithy exhibition, demos and silent auction at Four Will and Hospice, as I mentioned earlier on, which is taking place on Thursday the 19th of October. But Glenn and Paul, let's talk about the Goldsmithy Limited. What is it that you guys do? How long have you been around for, first of all?
Well, we're actually in our 10th year. About this time 10 years ago, I was made redundant, far as I was concerned, for the last time. I swore I'd never be made redundant again.
Yeah.
I've been in this trade for 45 years and thought, right, now's the time to do something about it. And on the 10th of November, I moved into a workshop in Great Linford in one of the Mews cottages. I opened my doors officially for business on the 8th of February 2008, and the idea was just to make a few bits of jewellery and see if people wanted to buy them, and we're still here and still going strong.
Excellent. And so what sort of products do you guys make?
So it's based on the whole bespoke handmade jewellery. So traditions, the way it used to be, so back when he was trained by Cartier in watch case making, it's exactly down to that. They'd be one of a kind pieces compared to the sort of mass produced hundreds of thousands of stuff out there now. So people come to us and we try and help them visualise their one-off piece.
Okay, so you've got some items here, haven't you? Let's talk through some of them.
So these are a couple of watch cases that Dad's in the process of making at the moment. And the reason we've sort of brought them today and sort of show people is how technical the watch cases are in themselves.
Should we talk through how you actually make that sort of piece?
Well, basically what you do is you start off with a movement. The idea nowadays is to go and find yourself a nice antique movement that we can in effect have blueprinted and taken apart and put back together again, matching exactly, replace all the worn parts. Once you have a movement, then you can design a case to go around it, because the movement is king. It's the size, it's the depth, it's the attachments that you want to it. Has it got a timer on it? Has it got a second sweep hand? Has it got a day date, etc., etc.? All of those things taken into account to make your watch. Then you've got to decide on the material. Once you've decided on the material, the design and the movement, then you've got to go and see a nice tool maker to make you some tools to make the cases on. And brought a couple of the tools are left back at the workshop, but we make the cases then on the tools, and the tools are part of the whole package that go to the customer at the end of the time the watch is made.
Okay.
Basically, you make a case that has to fit around a movement. It has to fit exactly around the movement. There can't be any wobbles or movement up or down or anything like that, because it, at the end of the day, the movement is a precision piece, and you've got to make the case so that everything sits exactly where it's supposed to. If it gets knocked or dropped, it's got to stay there. So there's a lot of time, a lot of thought goes into a movement, into a watch. And I always tell anybody, if they want a watch made, you're looking at a year, 13 months.
Fantastic. It's a full bespoke element to it. So
yeah, there is.
You can make it any design you want, really.
Sure.
Completely for you.
And what are the most common items that you're making for people?
So the number one piece of jewelry anybody has in their life is a ring.
Yeah.
So it tends to be based around the wedding.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always have to be the case. I mean, another aspect of what we do is promote recycling of old jewelry. So a lot of people get sentimental pieces handed down to them from family members that, oh, that's lovely, oh, I will wear that one day, but it sits in a drawer and doesn't get worn. That can be melted down, is a material, and remade into something they will wear.
Okay.
And then the fun can really start. The slogan we often say to it is, don't think about jewelry, think about what you love.
Yeah.
So, and that can be brought into sort of the design.
You sound as if you're quite unique. Is that the case? Certainly it's around here, I would say you are.
Not many of us left, is there? Well, mm. I say us, like I'm in my second
because
year
people
training,
buy a whole item, don't they?
It's surprising how many people think that jewellery just appears in a jeweller's window.
Yeah.
They'll go and choose it and buy it and walk away from it. But every piece of jewellery, if it's made correctly, it's got a story behind it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things we try to do is sell the story of that piece of jewellery as well.
And getting to know the smith that made it. We're the grubby handmakers of like any smith sort of trade out there.
Yeah, so. Great. Well, I wouldn't say you're grubby.
I've washed up really. A little bit for today.
But is that, you know, have you always been interested in that sort of thing? Is that how it came about?
I've been in the trade 45 years. I actually wanted to be a goldsmith from the time I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
And my father, when just at the right time, me leaving school, actually worked in a supermarket butcher shop. And one of the girls he had working for him had a cousin. His name was Alex Parks, who was a goldsmith or a small worker at Wright and Davis Cartier.
Yep.
And he was looking for an apprentice, and one thing led to another, and I was lucky enough via my father to end up with the job.
Yeah, I noticed in some of the information that we got that you're linked to Cartier. I mean, that's a great experience in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's something that I'll always treasure.
Yeah.
There's nobody out there like Cartier's, and I mean,
apart from you now.
I mean, Cartier's now isn't what Cartier's was.
Yeah,
after it was taken over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's part of my history. Part of my history that I love. Yeah.
And you've passed it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So completely fell into this by mistake. I mean, he instilled the love of making things with your hands in me in a young age with carpentry, DIY, all sorts of stuff like that. And I just came back to help the family. And then he said, "Do you want to have a go at the bench?" And you know, he knew I'd be hooked after that because there's special tools for every different job.
Yeah.
So even somebody that's used tools throughout their lifetime.
Yeah.
To have, like, as a, for instance, a box of needle files, so many different grades through and different shapes, to just get in that little nook and just get it nice and smooth.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Again, anybody that knows tools will instantly fall in love with it.
I'm looking at both of you and I don't see much jewellery there. What's going on?
It tends to be the case. not many people that make it wear it.
Yeah. It's a bit like chefs, probably. They don't eat their own food that often.
There you go.
Yeah. Something like that. Great, guys, thanks very much for talking about Goldsmithy Limited. We'll come back to you in a second to talk more about the event on the 19th of October. You're joined by Heather Murphy from Brand Mission. Heather, welcome to Seclo as well. You're working with these guys, obviously.
I am indeed.
On this event alone, or have you come across them before?
I've been working with the guys since around June time, actually, so fairly new working with them.
Okay.
So I'm a fairly new business myself. I've been going 18 months. So moved back from London 18 months ago and set the business up. So I've been working with the Goldsmithy and a few other kind of regional companies to guess spread the awareness of them.
Right. So Brand Mission, then, what does it do essentially?
So it is a full service communications agency, so working on PR, marketing, event management, social media, which is becoming kind of more and more important in kind of business strategies.
Definitely.
So kind of a full 360 really.
Mm. No more commuting to London by the sounds
of
it.
No more commuting to London.
Lovely. Right then, let's talk about the Goldsmithy exhibition, shall we? Give me some detail about what it's going to look like on and feel like and sound like on the day.
So basically, there's a few reasons why we're sort of putting on the event the evening. First of all, it's our 10-year, and it nicely sort of marries up with the 50-year of
absolutely. Congratulations!
So thank you very much. Hopefully, there'll be another 10 and more years in it.
Indeed. I think your dad will be looking for you to go for 20 or 30. Never mind 10.
Well, fingers crossed. So we thought, what better way to celebrate that than to put on a bit of an exhibition, really, of sort of some of the finest pieces that this guy's made, and I think there's one or two of mine in there as well, which is sort of a proud moment.
Great.
So for our customers that sort of know us, and then other people that don't, they can take a gander at how jewellery can look rather than just going into shop and thinking it has to look that way.
Yeah.
And so that's the main thing we say.
Yeah.
So you have a look at a piece of jewellery and think, oh, that's quite nice. But then when you're told that it was for one person alone,
yeah,
then people sort of say, oh, okay, exactly. So mine might be able to be a little bit different. And so it ends up being quite special.
Yeah, absolutely.
And alongside that, we're going to throw in a few demonstrations of techniques that people don't get to see.
Yep.
So again, this is one of the things that we offer, one more of the things. You see behind the scenes completely. We invite you to take part in the making. So you'll sit down at the bench with us. We'll show you different techniques and you'll make your mark on that piece of jewellery. So on the evening, let's say, we'll show a couple of bits.
Yep.
And then obviously there's the silent auction. So we thought, I mean, Wooden Hospice has always been a company that we've known through different reasons over the past, and we can't praise them enough for the care that they give.
Sure.
And we thought, what better way than sort of making a few pieces to auction off?
Yep.
The main piece is a one of a kind silver anniversary coin for MK50, dedicated to on one side and Wooden Hospice on the other.
Yeah.
And actually, the mayor came down the other day and he had a little cut out of the Wooden Hospice side showing his support.
Okay. So I thought he was going to make the whole thing.
Well, he's very busy.
Yeah,
very busy,
yeah, man, of course. Yeah. And, that was it, wasn't it? Nothing to do with his talent or anything like that.
He said he's made enough coins and I can
understand.
Yeah, that's
true. So. Okay. Well, that's a nice touch, isn't it?
We thought really. So. So, especially for those coin collectors out there, the fact that this is one of a kind. So.
Absolutely. And guests get a little bit of bubbly, I understand, on arrival or something like that.
It opens to just lubricate the evening, yeah. So okay. Put everybody in the right frame of mind.
So give people an idea of when it starts and, you know, a little bit more detail about what's happening and when it finishes.
Okay, so Heather, do you want to
talk
about that?
Yeah, of course. So the evening is on Thursday the 19th of October, so a few weeks' time. We've got... So the workshop has very limited space, so we've kept it to small numbers, so yep. Everybody who comes in actually gets to talk to Glenn and Paul as well, and just get a real sense of, I guess, the workshop itself and kind of really soak up the atmosphere. So we've got two ticket times. So one is at 6 o'clock. So for those that want to come straight after work, they can kind of head on over. So that's for an hour and a half until 7:30. And then we've got a second ticket time at 7:45 until 9:15. So for those that want to make a bit of an evening of it, so maybe go for dinner beforehand or after. So they're based in Odell's Yard. So there's loads of lovely restaurants and things around as well. So it's a great chance to come and have a bit of fun, donate some money, see the kind of craftsmanship and workmanship that goes into creating fine jewellery. And I guess kind of raise money for Wooden Hospice as well. So.
Yeah, another good cause for sure. And am I right in saying that there's complimentary vouchers? Did I read that somewhere or am I thinking of something else?
No, yeah. So again, it's just another, just a little bit of a thank you, really. We'll give a
free... File and polish.
File and polish and yeah. Clean and shine.
Clean and shine, yeah.
So a lot of time people don't realise how much of a shine is missing from their day-to-day jewellery and how quickly it can be put back with the right tools and techniques.
It's interesting you say that. My wife cleaned her watch the other day with an old toothbrush and it looks brand new. Now, you know, that's not going to be cleaned in any way close to how you would do it properly, but it's amazing the difference it makes.
It really is. I mean...
I was surprised because she showers every day.
With her watch on. It's one of those things of when people buy jewellery, they're not often told of how to look after or maintain it.
Yeah.
So again, we just try and offer a little bit of advice after like having a little bit of a clean, how to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that shiny, precious thing and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure.
Before you do go, though, where can people find out more about the event?
So they can either go to the Facebook page where there's a link to the online ticket link, or you can also go onto the Goldsmithy website. So it's thegoldsmithy.com, and on the homepage there's a direct link to be able to purchase tickets. So tickets do need to be purchased in advance. They're just £5, and everything goes to Wellen Hospice.
Yeah. background stuff. I mean, in that alone, you're doing a great job just for doing that, taking your time out and giving good cause to Welling Hospice.
Thanks very much. I'm sure plenty of other people do out there, and we thought it was about time we did as well.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Glenn, you look as if you need to go for a sleep.
No, I'm all right.
I'm sure you'll sleep well tonight. He's been a busy man. Not to say that Paul hasn't been busy, nor Heather, actually, but he definitely looks as if he needs a sleep.
Time for a rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. Great stuff.
Thanks very much.
All right, cheers.